Hello, my name is Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. Today's subject we're dealing with is Divine Healing, Part 22. And the topic is seven things you need to know about healing. And we're dealing with the second point. The second point reads, it is God's will to heal you because sickness comes from Satan and not from God. We can see this in the book of Genesis and the book of Romans. It says, by the sin of one man, by the disobedience of one man, sin entered in the Garden of Eden and also followed by death. If you follow sickness right through from the beginning to an end, it usually ends up in death. Sickness is not from God. Death is not from God. God is life and not sickness or death. We see in the Garden of Eden how Satan fooled and tricked and deceived mankind into sinning. And through that deception, we see that sin came into the garden and it says death followed. We can also see in the Bible that God's original intention for mankind was to live physically forever. But through sin and sickness and disease and death, it came into the garden. That started to destroy God's creation called mankind. Adam lived to 930 years of age, and you will find that the old saints lived approximately to the same age. As sin entered into the world and became stronger, man's lifespan dropped down from 930 years of age to 120 to what it is today. Let us now go to Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Let me also read from the Amplified Version, how God anointed and consecrated Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with strength and with the ability and power, how he went about doing good and in the particular curing all that were harassed and oppressed by the power of the devil, for God was with him. In these scriptures we see how God sent his Son to earth to heal the sick, and at the same time to be an example for the born-again believer. In Acts chapter 10, verse 38, we see the Bible says that every one of these sick people that was healed by Jesus was oppressed of the devil. The Bible calls sickness satanic oppression. It's very important to understand that. Let me say that again. The Bible calls sickness satanic oppression. The Bible also says God sent his word to and healed them. Jesus was the manifestation of God's will upon the earth to reverse the situation that Satan had brought into the earth through sickness and disease. God was showing us that Jesus came to heal the sick, and that was God's will. That also, that power and authority has been transferred to every born-again believer today. But a person must be born again to operate in this authority and in this power in the name of Jesus. Satan is the author of death and sickness and disease, and God is the author of life. Let us now go to Luke chapter 13, verses 11 to 16. I'm reading from the Amplified Version, and it reads, and there was a woman there who for 18 years had an infirmity caused by a spirit, a demon of sickness. She was bent completely forward and utterly unable to straighten herself up or to look upwards. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said, woman, you are released from your infirmity. Then he laid hands upon her, and instantly she was made straight, and she recognized and thanked and praised God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, said to the crowd, there are 6 days in which work ought to be done, so come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day. But the Lord replied to him, saying, that is, Jesus replied to him, saying, you hypocrites, does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his donkey from the stall, lead it down to water it? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound for 18 years, be loosed from her bondage on the Sabbath day? Let me just explain this to you, these scriptures, in very simple form. We find Jesus here in the synagogue teaching on the Sabbath day. This woman who came towards him had a spirit of infirmity or a demon of sickness. She was completely bent over and could not straighten herself up. Jesus saw her. He called her and said to her, woman, you are released from your infirmity. He laid hands upon her, and instantly she was made straight and recognized and thanked, praised God. But the leaders of the synagogue, the religious leaders, were indignant. They were upset that Jesus should do this on the Sabbath day. And Jesus said to them, hey, don't you also loosen your ox and your donkey and take them out to water them? But what's very interesting is verse 16. It says, "And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, who Satan has bound for 18 years, be loosed from her bond on the Sabbath day?" What Jesus was saying to the leaders of the synagogue, to the religious leaders, this woman who Satan had bound, not God, who Satan had bound in sickness, she is a daughter of Abraham, which meant she had a covenant through Abraham of divine healing. And she was bound over, but she didn't know this. Jesus set her free using his authority and his power that God gave him through the anointing and through the Holy Spirit. Many believers today are walking around like this woman who was bent over for 18 years. She did not know that she was in a covenant with Abraham and healing belonged to her. Today, many believers are doing the same thing. They're walking around with sickness and disease in this modern age, not realizing that Jesus has a covenant with God Almighty to remove sickness and disease out of their lives. And through being born again, they are partakers of this covenant through and in Christ Jesus. Many people today, many believers are accepting this fact and not fighting it. Sickness and disease, I say again, does not come from God, it comes from Satan. It is very important for the believer today to know that it is God's will to heal them because sickness comes from Satan and not from God. I hope you've enjoyed today's lesson. Please stay with me with the next audio coming up. And thank you for being with me, and God bless.